It's time for the KHNS local news for this Friday, December 1st, with a weekly wrap-up from Skagway freelance reporter Melinda Munson. Thanks for joining us. Coming up, an interview with the new Dahl Memorial Clinic executive director, and a sharp new test of strength and accuracy comes to town this April. Stay tuned. It's the KHNS local news. I'm Marley Horner. The Dahl Memorial Clinic has a new executive director, and he just arrived in Skagway. Melinda Munson interviewed him for this story.
Skagway's new Dahl Memorial Clinic executive director, Albert Wall, arrived on Tuesday's ferry with his truck and dog named Loki. Born and raised in Juneau, Wall served 4 years as deputy commissioner for the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services. He recently returned home to rest and be near family.
I really have taken the last 6 months off. The pandemic as deputy about killed me. It was the most tiring, excruciating process.
It was while he was recuperating that Wall heard about the vacancy at Dahl.
So I've been waiting for a health clinic to open up in Southeast Alaska for a director because that's my background. That's what I do professionally. And I don't want to leave home anymore.
Wall served in the Army as a chaplain for 23 years. He was called to active duty after 9/11. He has a master's degree in psychology and divinity. And for those wondering if he can survive in a small town, Wall once lived in Glen Allen, which boasted a population of 192 in 2016. Wall is hoping to buy some land, the rockier the better. He wants to build a timber frame house with stone walls. He's already planning for Loki to participate in pack walks with Mo Mountain Mutts. According to Wall, the 3-year-old blue heeler uses buttons to express yes and no. Wall said he took away the outside button because it was getting overused. Wall said the biggest hurdle currently facing the clinic is provider staffing.
It's really hard to find full-time qualified personnel. I mean, I know I'm saying something everybody knows, but I think one of the biggest challenges will be coming up with a creative method to permanently fill those slots. Mm-hmm. I know, and I believe with all my heart, that out there somewhere, there's a doc who wants this, mm-hmm. and it is my job to find them.
The new director also plans to expand mental health, prescription, and dental services. For KHNS, this is Melinda Munson.
Skagway already enjoys a 2-lane vintage bowling alley. Residents and visitors will soon be able to experience blade throwing when LumberCon Axe Throwing opens in April. Melinda Munson has more.
Located on Fifth Avenue, the Axe Throwing Company is the entrepreneurial effort of seasonal workers Cassandra Reed and Patrick Barker. Reed first came to Skagway in 2012 because her mother often talked about an epic road trip to the wild north. Reed returned in 2016 and has been back every summer except for the pandemic. She and Barker worked for a tour company before dreaming up Lumberchon Axe.
I remember the first time we did the Alaska State Fair, standing in line to get our tickets, you saw people with axes over their shoulder waiting in line to sign up for axe throwing. So it really felt like something that was Alaskan and would be a lot of fun and would just fit really well into Skagway, into that gold rush era feel of Skagway.
Lumberchon Axe will house 10 lanes with a limit of 4 people per lane. The cost is $42 per person with a discount for locals. Participants must be at least 6 years of age. Reed described the lane setup.
The individual lanes are built of wood and chain link. Even if you miss a hit somewhere and it bounces off the side of the cage, it's not going anywhere. So, It's covered on 4 sides, so you've got a roof, you've got the 2 sides and the floor, so it's protected.
Reed said that because axe throwing is becoming so popular, it wasn't difficult finding an insurance company to provide a policy. She's excited to share the sport with Skagway's summer population.
It's a great family activity because everybody gets to try their hand at it, see how good their aim really is. And something we love about this is that it's something you can walk around town and just decide what to do. So it's very easy for people to just walk in and take an open lane and try it out.
For KHNS, this is Melinda Munson.
That's all today for the KHNS Local News. Thanks for joining us. You can find these stories and more on our website, khns.org/news, where you can also subscribe to the KHNS Local News as a podcast and have it delivered directly to your devices. It's also the KHNS News Drive. Support local journalism in the Upper Lynn Canal by donating today at khns.org. For the KHNS Local News, I'm Marley Horner.